Hey, wellness and Wahala warriors. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. So, welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. A wellness Wahala warrior is a winner, is a world changer, is wise and winsome. They are dedicated to tackling Wahala, which means issues, problems, and Nigerian pidgin for the good of humanity. Our tribe of subject matter experts in our village are a voice to the voiceless. Oya, join me, the former diplomat and public health advisor, Dr. Tomi Ademaku, better known as Oma Aba, as I give you the best public health and wellness of Wahala, just with wonderful people, subject matter experts, using their compassion to take action to put us on the pathway of a Wahala-free life. All views and statements are represented are my own and my guests. Love you and bless up. Your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. I took some time, but I got some great gifts and gems for y'all now. This is episode 101, 101, y'all. Yes, we are a century. And today's hot topic is navigating seasonal Wahala and unveiling three Bible devotional plans, y'all, that I have written and that has launched on the famous Bible app YouVersion, has over like almost 700 million subscribers, over 600 and I believe 70 million the last I counted on the Bible app YouVersion. So please download it. It's free. So welcome back, my Wellness Wahala warriors. As I said, I have three exciting new devotional Bible plans. So I want you guys to dig in and join me in exploring and enriching in these studies. The first Bible plan is the Joseph Mandate. After the book that was just launched earlier this year in January by my spiritual father, Apostle Adeyemi Michael Adefaransi. And I also wrote a second Bible plan on the eight prayer washes and a third Bible plan called the Wellness Warrior Prayer and Proverbs Bible plan. So let's journey together in faith. And I want you guys once again to download the Bible YouVersion app to access all these plans. Subscribe, share, and give me a 5-star rating at the completion of each Bible plan. Love y'all. Bless up. So let's jump into it. The Joseph Mandate dives into the story of Joseph in the Bible and uncovers the principle of resilience, forgiveness, and divine purpose. I really believe that this is a Joseph Mandate season. We're really in the season of 7 years of plenty, and we have an upcoming 7 years of famine. A lot of the prophets have aligned and said that, you know, by 2030, all Wahala is going to break loose. If you guys don't know what Wahala is, if you're tuning into the podcast for the first time, it's Nigerian Pidgin English. That means issues and problems. So we're trying to give you tips on how to avoid it. And the best way is to dig deep in the Word of God, because all the tools, all the resources, all the wisdom to overcome any Wahala is through seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will align and be ordered by Him. You don't have to worry, because once you commit all your plans to God, He's going to make them succeed. So you might be going through journeys and challenges and trials like Joseph, but I got a scripture for you. Genesis 50:20 says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." So when you hate us, mean evil for you, go turn it around for your good. So I pray for resilience and for you guys to trust in God's purpose, even in the midst of adversity this season. Tune in. And if you want to know more, download the Bible YouVersion app and subscribe to the Joseph Mandate, the new Bible devotional plan. The second plan is the eight prayer watches. I want you to explore the significance of the eight prayer watches during the day. As you know, Jesus, Jehovah, during certain times during the day, you know, He's a God of times and seasons, numbers. That's why, I mean, we even have a book in the Bible called Numbers. So we need to explore the significance of the eight prayer washes and their importance in our spiritual lives. There's a lot of things that I have been trying to break through, and I have not been able to break through. And I just started praying, you know, certain scriptures and prayers align with God's prayers, because it's His prayers and His will during those washes that we need to pray. And He now sorts out everything else in my life. So one of the scriptures in regards to this is the book of Psalms, chapter 63, verse 6. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. The watches, y'all. So this prayer watches is going to invite listeners to join us on a journey through the different time watches in the day and the night. There's four watches in the day and four watches in the night. So download the Eight Prayer Watches Bible Plan by, of course, me, Dr. Tomi Ademoko. You can search it on the Bible app YouVersion. And the third one is the Wellness Warrior Prayer and Proverb. And this devotional, of course, is linked to the Wellness Wahala podcast, because God is my secret sauce that has helped me overcome various wahala in my life. And it is focused on holistic health, mental, physical, and spiritual. So, and it's in line with the anchor scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, that says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. You are royalty. You're bought at a price, a big price, that Jehovah sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, Yeshua, to come. And He died a bloody murder on the cross and rose on the third day, giving us victory over sin and death." So we have that resurrecting power living in us. So this plan shows that we are warriors, okay? And it's going to give you some prayers to overcome physical, mental, and spiritual challenges and get back aligned mentally and physically and spiritually, well-being with God. And of course, digging in the Word and through this Bible plan, God will guide us and give us strength to live healthy, balanced life. I've been struggling with that, especially post-pandemic, a lot. I need to get back to my pre-pandemic, even, you know, a healthier way, you know, that God has designed me. Because as I said, my body is written in God's Word. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we can't be warriors, hello, if we're sick and we don't have strength. Wounded warriors cannot go to war, Abby. So we need to get back our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. So thank you, y'all. I can't wait till you guys explore and download the three new devotional plans. Once again, the Joseph Mandate, the Eight Prayer Washes, and Wellness Warrior Prayer and Proverbs. Okay, so don't forget to download the Bible YouVersion app to access all these plans. Subscribe, share, and give us a 5-star rating upon completion of each of the Bible plan. God bless you. And until next time, stay strong, stay faithful, and keep navigating those seasonal wahalas with grace and perseverance. I wish you no wahala this season. Bless up. Mwah.
Pull it down, don't be judging. Slow it down, cause it's like my judge. Nobody's got tomorrow. Let's enjoy the night though. Bring out your finest clothes though. And leave the stress at home. It's party time with my besties. Got the sound dripping heavy. Pulled up in the Benzie. Popping bottles of that Henny. It's no pretending. All the sweet boys wanna lock us down. The pillars too hot. My money, life can't count the way I'm moving my body like I ain't seen nobody. I kinda shout, let us dance till the sun comes out. Oh yeah, this African dance, it's all about you, is we gon' rock tonight, like we ain't got no worries. Baby, pull it down, do me jeje. Slow it down, cause it's like my jeje. Every time it moves, and I see how the way you stay on my body, you make a girl wanna break down low. Keep it low key, but every time you around, you make a girl wanna lose control. Oh, on the wayside, we only got one life tonight. Let's celebrate down. Oh yeah, take it down low, low, low. Spray this money on the floor, floor, floor. Watching my body, wah, wah, wah. Sweet baby, you so fine, fine, fine. You see this African dance? It's all about you, is we gon' rock tonight, like we ain't got no worries. Baby, pull it down, do me judge it. Slow it down, cause it's like my judge it.
Montage.